Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Numbers 1501 to 1598. M. R. Number 1549. Praising God for a Remarkable Healing. Written December 7, 1872, from San Francisco, California, to Edson and Willie White. We have received two letters of length from Brother Kellogg, one written from Battle Creek, and one from Dr. Trawls. We received a good letter from Edson, which was a relief to us, and caused us to be thankful to God that Edson was having clearer views of his mistakes and dangers. Our prayer is that God will help him to shun his past mistakes. We received two letters from Willie, one written from Battle Creek, one on galley paper written from Dr. Trawls. Dear children, write your letters on good note paper and carefully, for I wish to preserve them. I wish you also to preserve all my letters that I do not tell you to burn. We came to Santa Rosa last evening. Your father has been very feeble for 2 weeks. His labors in San Francisco were too much for his strength. Then, the burdens of the cause of God in connection with Battle Creek, and the uncertainty whether we should go back to Michigan or remain here in California, have worn upon him. For 1 week, he has been alarmingly feeble. He could not walk without dizziness and great weakness. We had appointments in Santa Rosa Sabbath and Sunday. Your father thought he could not go, but at almost the last moment, we had a season of prayer, and he decided he would go, trusting in God. He was very feeble after we arrived at Elder Loughborough's. In the evening, we had a season of prayer. Here is the substance of a letter written to Brother Stipp after 10 o'clock p.m. We have been engaged in earnest prayer before God about 2 hours, that the cloud of discouragement that has been settling upon our souls might be broken, and the light of God's Spirit come upon us. We have had a severe struggle. We have felt, as did Jacob of old when he wrestled with the angel, "We will not let thee go, except thou bless us." The presence of God seemed to be in our midst. Our trembling faith grasped the promise of God, "What things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." Mark 11, verse 24. We made the case of your father a special subject of our prayers, and to the glory of God we would say, "The darkness hath passed away, and the true light now shineth." The blessing and power of God rested upon your father and mother. We both fell to the floor. Your father, as he rose upon his feet to praise God, could not stand. The blessing of God rested upon him with such remarkable power. The angels of God seemed all around us. The awful, glorious presence of God was in our midst. Elder Loughborough felt the power of God all through his body. The room seemed holy. The healing power of God came upon your father, and we believe that he will be qualified by spiritual and physical strength for the great work before us. The praise of God was in our hearts and upon our lips. We shouted the high praises of God. "Whoso offereth praise glorifieth God." This is the work and power of God. Our souls do magnify the Lord for all his wonderful works to the children of men. God has delivered us from discouragement and bondage of darkness. In him is no darkness at all. God will place our feet in a large place. We shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Streams of light seemed to come upon us from our Heavenly Father, and the room seemed to be illuminated with the presence of the Lord. Living, active faith will penetrate the clouds of darkness and let the gleamings of glory through. I hope that you will all have faith for yourselves. Have an object before you and a high purpose to glorify God. Resist inclination, and ever be true to duty, true to the pure principles of right. Seek earnestly for communion with God. Pray, my children. Pray earnestly, and watch thereunto constantly. I hope this Sabbath will be precious to you, my dear children. Let not your love for the truth wane for 1 hour. Cling to God by living faith. Seek to bring yourselves nearer and closer to His divine presence. May God preserve your lives and keep you pure from the pollution of the world, is the prayer of your father and mother. Ellen G. White Estate, Silver Spring, Maryland, February 28, 1991. Entire letter.